Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
So hey, let's just jump right into our Takeover Tuesday. One of the biggest things that goes down in Minnesota when it comes to music is called Soundset. And added to the roster, Big Boy is definitely coming to the Twin Cities for Soundset. So let's play some of his music right quick. This is called All Night. Takeover Tuesday, not all night, but for the next 60 minutes. If it's all right, we're going to get it in. I'm E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable right after this.
Ain't got to worry because it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. Take over Tuesday. Don't be shy. You
it's
know right. The number.
It's okay. Everybody gonna say what they wanna say. Yep. Players gonna play when they wanna play. Long lay, on lay for a night like Luther Vandross ride. No way. Daddy bad sad, don't skip no days either. Meet her, greet her. Treat her like a queen, then I give her that Peter. Jack, that's how we procreate. Take care of my babies, I'ma tote the weight. I'ma carry the load and I'ma win the bread as well. No tricking off of my girl. Yo chicken off of my girl. She thick with all of her curves. Plus she got a mind on her. Street smart, book smart, built by design for me. Gotta hold her up, cause she always holding me down. Like a bank robber with a note, give it to the teller so she know we ain't fucking around.
It's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
Yeah. If it's all right. It's okay. I've been feeling good, now nigga feeling great. Started out as a little hood nigga from Savannah, then I moved to the A. Hey, dirty, dirty. See, we grew up on dopes and thirties. Sucking up game like a wet back. Put it out, eat it up, get it right back. Yeah. They ain't worthy. Sometimes I think they don't deserve me. Bed cold as the ice in your nightcap. Hit you with your bonnet on by the night lamp. We don't discriminate. We just want you to participate. It takes two to tango. Now rep the day. Go the same. That same old, same old, old, same shit. We done switched it up like a plain clothes. 5-0-12, same cold. My flow, hell, stay froze. It's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me. If it's all right.
With you,
I just wanna boogie with you, do anything that you wanna do, girl, I just wanna boogie with you, with you, with you,
woo,
if it's alright.
Takeover Tuesday.
Hey.
All night. It's going to be Takeover Tuesday, but we only on for 60 minutes. But for the rest of the night, it's still going to be a Tuesday. So, all right, thanks for tuning in, everybody, but because you could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us, Monsters Radio Live, DJ E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable. And it is Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call in and take over interactive radio. I don't think there's probably anywhere else in the world right now at this moment you can call in and take over a radio station. So, how you doing tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
Ow! How y'all doing? Ow! I'm Cardi B. I'm embodying Cardi B tonight. Ow! Good.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know what to call you, Cardi U. Or call you Unbelievable B. So I guess we're going to have to figure that one out here coming up just a little bit. And people, you all know we got our Monsters Radio. Look, Monsters Radio. I'm speaking in accent.
Monsters Radio.
Monsters Radio. Weather Report. We got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got a lot of things coming up for you guys coming up a little bit later. What's some of the topics that we're going to talk about so it can marinate in people's heads before I get to this breather?
Like you said, who's bumping who, who's getting fat? And so I posted something on the book a couple days ago, and I got such a wondrous response. So I thought I'd take it over and talk about it with y'all tonight. So here it goes. I want y'all to marinate. Only boys believe in 50-50. You are not a provider nor a real man if you're splitting the bills with your woman. No debate. And I ask, do you agree? Let's talk about it. Oh, my God. The responses I got are just like, okay. Yeah, so can't wait to read the response. Can't wait to get your response. Can't wait to get y'all response. So what you got?
Okay. So, all right. So we got some things coming up for you guys coming up just a little bit. So let's get to our breather. Check it out. This is Big Crit. This is not brand new. After this, we got some independent artists coming up. But I like the song. It's called Confetti. Big Crit, Monsters Radio on a Takeover Tuesday. You don't like what I'm spinning? Call in. Take over the show, player. 424.
Because we going to be here.
9649. Press 1 if you want to talk. But go ahead, what was you going to say?
I said, because we going to be here all night.
Right.
Ow.
Big Crit.
Yo, confetti ain't even heavy, nigga. Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, yo, confetti ain't even heavy. These niggas fucking up the game, that shit is so suspicious. You ain't buy it all unless you blew a ticket. All off in the VIP, but you ain't fuck them bitches. I'ma buy all summer just to flex for Christmas. Angel wings on the doors, I got a suplex. Money don't make you fly, that's just my perspective. Running up the skull to expose a bluff. Cause nowadays getting the win just ain't enough. Fuck the checkup last week, I got a new agenda. The last time I couldn't buy some shit, I can't remember. The last time I fucked the world, I might have busted center. I bought a crib and set that bitch on top of Mount Olympus. When you living that high up, it's hard to see the tension. I'm only selling game, I'm all out of sympathy. Grip the foreign like a trophy, gotta hold it steady. Fuck your party when your confetti ain't even heavy, nigga. Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's a name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even heavy. We all off in the club like Sincere on Betty.
Can't even drink my liquor money on my salad. Account like you got a check, spend it when you ready. I'm giving niggas hell, pray I go to heaven. Nailing in they coffins, the cost of them being awful. Ballin' since I was across the winner circle my office. Fucking off with these wins, you fucking up with this loss. Wait up, forgot my season, I'm glad you're throwing that salt. I might just throw up a toss and holler bucket. Cause when your wrist game, know the grip change, nigga buckets. Chip brain in the strip game, hold the bus. Snakes corn, top they heads off, cobra clutching on a meal ticket. Motherfuck you if you feel different. I caught a break, no debate, and you still fishing. The genie at the bottom, and you still wishing on my downfall, cause you petty. Confetti ain't even heaven, nigga. Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even hit.
Chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you, I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Hold up. Black excellence, I be rapping it differently. Say how a co sell him, how are you with this rapping thing? Underrated from Chocolate City with all the flavor. My bitches ball like I'm Q McCarty, Sinai Lathan. Black excellence, we depart from the negative, boy. Black denim that keep a knot like a pessimist, boy. Black niggas hate black niggas, that's evident. So keep black windows with mass niggas that never miss, boy. Charles Manson is celebrated, somebody saves. Dr. Savvy was really current what people gave us. I'm a beacon of what you become if you got passion. I feel like Ali, but feel like I be where all the cash is. Never could reach the masses. Label said I'm too deep, then I told them people, let's drown it. Blacks executed for moving around it. Maybe I think too deep, but I think it be for this brown skin. Pro-black is an anti-white, but how we act like we don't see no tiki torches at night. Dick, pro-black is an anti-white, but if a Nazi try me, catch these Dali hands on sight. Dick, yeah.
He's young, he's handsome, he's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion in the world. No.
Boy, yeah. Black excellence, a young perfectionist. White America's fear is intelligent men with melanin. Rap effortless, son of African immigrants. Every bag at his back like I'm about to psh with anyone. You a feel nigga, posing as real nigga. And Uncle Tom like a sort of rhyme, so they deal with you. With me, I see through it. Now Honorable Wale for Lauren Cassius, Muhammad Sonny, listening, you little niggas. Say my name, now say my name. Tell the rap that lift up my fist. Mr. Heyman pay me my loot. Black excellence, black Lexus that never drive it. Ride me if you get the drift. I'm the underdog, they don't talk about what I've done. The odds 7 to 1 to 7, bell, you'll be done. I talk how I talk, I'm walking that war. Could never fight for a country that want me to fall. Exile for a short minute when Zyla was born. I beef with her mom a little, it's throwing me off. But I'm back, that's my word. If the bag that I be in is feedback, it go brrr, like that with the words. Black excellence. Chocolate City, bitch. I'm on the phone with Coon and talking at Millie, bitch. Just a correction, no cut the message all really quick. No pressure, impressive, despite they effort hit them again.
Have a collect call for
us. Double M and ECR, and I'ma rep my dog. Yeah, nah, y'all never catch my boss. I mean, I write it, I really write it. I'm still Southpaw, awkward, lefty, introvert. It's hard to get near me, that's why I'm in interviews high, cause I be highly defensive for real. I'm black and I'm proud. No walking me down. We shocking the world again. Let me get that out. Wow.
I'm the greatest thing that ever lived.
Yes, Carcassus. New music, Takeover Tuesday. We got more music and more conversation coming up. Also, we're going to talk about something that I've seen lately on social media. I've been seeing a lot of people getting really mad about other people using, say, like they put out a post and somebody shares it or copy and paste it or whatever, whatever. Apparently, this is like really, really making like there's a whole network that's like just pissed the hell off about it. So we're going to talk about that as well coming up. So I, let's see, we got this little commercial thing, Girls with Bad Feet. After that, I got Made by Terry. Then we're going to open up the lines after that. We got Jazzy B with us, but we don't know if she's going to talk with us tonight, but we're going to find out. Stay tuned. Takeover Tuesday. We're going to get into some more music right after this.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor. It ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, so, all right, check it out. This is Made by Terry. It's called Got That Jump, Twin Cities artist. You can easily catch him performing at Bullwinkle's and other local spots. So make sure you show him some love. Actually, I think, you know, he did change his name to Made by Terry. It was something else before. So, all right, this is called Got That Jump, Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. We open up the lines after this.
California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump. I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh. I got that jump. I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh. I got from BC. Got that spark that you can see. Remember picturing myself all over that TV. Back when we had that small one right on top of that TV. Now them MP3s is clear, homie. You listen to me. I did this shit on my own, homie. I didn't have no C's. I didn't have to gang bang. I went like them other G's. It was a lot of nightmares. It was not all a dream. Got it popping in the fall, but ain't fall like the leaves. Stand tall through it all. Had the ball with the beast. Penny pinching, no Jordans on me. I just bought this beat. And I wasn't really a hooper, cause my J was awkward. But on tracks, I could switch Chris Paul with the three. I'm a Minnesota Timberwolf. Woo, at the moon. Ric Flair, yeah, you could watch me. Woo, at the moon. I was all about my books, but I was cool with the goons. Now I got them back to eating cereal, watching cartoons. They're starting to see I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah, I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah, I got it. Made it by Terry, I made it.
Yeah.
Kick like it's happy belated.
Yeah.
On my star, most of you hate it.
Yeah.
Told me my style was outdated.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't show me no love,
nah.
They ain't put me on their shows,
nope.
I ain't get no girls, no hoes. I had to focus on flows,
yeah.
Now they say Terry's a bomb, boom. I got the NASCAR drive, zoom. Now I can do what I want,
but
now they say Terry's the dude,
yeah.
Now they wanna hear my whole tape, think it's cool. I am colder than the snow in Minnesota with the flu. Was a squared-haired boy till I rounded off my edges. Now I'm edgy, come and check me. I got clout, they follow heavy switch. I have your attention, I am just gonna need your focus. Watch the magic I create in your face, hocus pocus. I had to coin all my phrases way back when I was the brokest. Now they looking at the top, they say Terry is the closest. Got that jump, got that jump.
But I also got that dunk. I snowboarded on a wave and rode that bitch to the front.
They're
starting to see I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got it. I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got it. I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, I got it. I'm on fire like the California sun.
I hear you back there. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's what's up, though. That's what's up. Made by Terry. Got that jump, or got the jump. So I take over Tuesday. Welcome to the show. You know, this is probably we open up the lines. If you want to call in, let us know what you got going on and jump out of the woods, and we won't bust your head till we see the white meat. Call 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 if you're monstrous, though. So I, it's unbelievable. I guess what? We didn't do the weather report yet. So I guess let's go ahead and jump into the monstrous radio weather report. I guess which one of us is going to stick our head out the window tonight?
Let me see. I got to see what state I'm in, because, you know, I'm rocking with about two states. State and then two out of state. So let me see what we got. Let me see now. Oh, can you believe? Wait a minute.
You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and do
wait.
It. I'm just gonna
no,
go
no,
ahead
no.
and stick my
no,
head
no,
out
no.
the window
no, no, no.
and let my
let
hair
me tell
blow
you.
In the breeze.
Let me tell you.
And let my hair blow in
listen.
The breeze.
You ain't got
okay,
no hair.
Okay, come on.
Hey, can you believe we are the But for all my states, it's 77 in Minnesota. It's 77 right now. What?
Mm-hmm.
Spring
nice
is here. It is.
Okay.
I was just out there. It's very nice. Okay, but listen.
So what else we got? Yep.
London is 53, so it's cold. Wouldn't want to be there right now. Paris is 60. Yeah, that's cold. We want to be there right now. And Atlanta is 74. So we got the nicest weather right now.
What? Usually the other way around. Shit, Alaska even be
that's
having better weather than we do.
Yes.
I'm just saying. All right, we on top of the map this time. Okay, so we winning. We definitely winning.
We winning.
All right, let's see. You know what? Let's just go ahead and jump into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat. We're doing it a little early, but, you know, we got some other stuff to talk about in the past couple times, man. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat be sucking up all the show. We don't have no music afterwards.
Yeah.
We don't have no shout-outs. it's just getting sick. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into it. You guys know it's entertainment news, but around here we call it who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So, what do we got in the news tonight? What's going on in the entertainment world? Hello.
Okay. But before we get into the entertainment world, I got some breaking news in Georgia. Stacey Abrams wins the historic victory for the entire progressive movement by becoming the first black woman Democratic gubernatorial nominee in Georgia. Let's give it up for Atlanta. Let's give it up for Georgia. Let's celebrate first black woman nominated in Georgia. Historical moment right now. Let's give it up for Georgia. Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. Salute. Okay, so what'd you say her name was?
Her name is Stacey Abrams. You guys can look her up. You guys can volunteer. You guys can flood her with some money. But if you in Atlanta, help this first black woman do the do, the do, the do in Georgia for y'all. Mm. Yes. First black governor.
Okay. Okay. That's big. That's big.
It's big.
Okay. So she's just nominated. They still got to vote her in.
She's just nominated. You know, they vote in November. So people in Georgia, go vote for your governor in November.
Mm-hmm. Right,
black folks, get up out your seat and go vote for her. Because, you know, they will try to block it. They will try to rig it. They will do whatever they can. The KKK and everybody else who don't want Georgia to have no black person up in the governatory mansion or whatever they sleep in Georgia, y'all better go out and support this woman.
Right, right. So, okay, okay, that's what's up. That's the update on some breaking news right now. So, all right, what else we got in the entertainment news on who's bumping who and who's getting fat?
Okay, so, you know, I am an NFL fan, but they are beginning to piss me off. Piss me off, piss me off, piss me off. So they are trying to penalize anyone who kneels. 15-yard penalty for anyone who's kneeling at the anthem. So, we already know that Calvin Kaepernick and another football player is suing the NFL for lost wages. And so, now the coaches and everyone, they are trying to penalize anyone who kneels, and they're trying to penalize anyone who doesn't come out of the locker room. So they were really hot about what went on last year with with Mr. Kaepernick.
Right, with the whole not standing up for the anthem and all those type of things.
Yeah, making me about to boycott them. Really, I'm a fan. But come on, that's nothing to go in the locker room and penalize nobody for. It's their own personal thought. Where does it say in the Constitution that we got to stand for the national anthem? Nowhere.
Right, right, right.
Where does it say that we got to salute or take your hat off?
Well, I would have, this is how I see it. And don't get me wrong. This is just how I view it. I see it kind of like this. Okay, the whole thing with the not standing, it all came down to, it really came from police brutality of the minority community. Let's keep it 100, the black community. That's what the whole thing started with the Kaepernick and all. It was a protest against the police brutality that's going on. Keep it 100, majorly in the black community.
Absolutely.
How do I say this? Let's keep it. The league is majority of color, period. Where is the NFL when it comes to a lot of these other things like Black History Month, these type of things? Where is all these type of things? And now because of you don't see those things, it makes me start to think and look at it maybe some different way. Like, what is this really all about?
Because
at the end of the day, you're making a big issue about this, but you're not celebrating anything else. You'll celebrate a lot of other things throughout the year, but come that time of year, you don't really celebrate it. I don't know. I look at the NFL kind of funny because of this whole situation. Like, I can see, let them do it. It's their protest. They got their little moment of protest if that's what they want to do. If you don't like it, I guess don't buy their jersey, but I guess the NFL sees that as you're getting at our money now. If people stop buying your jersey, you're cutting into our pocket. That's another one of them things that could be a whole show all by itself. I could be wrong, though. I mean, go ahead and tell us how you feel about it.
Well, just, okay, so you're talking about, okay, freedom of speech. You're talking about freedom to express how you feel about what's going on. If this is my job, I understand that there's a level of respect I'm supposed to give to this job, but then there's a level of respect that the job is supposed to give back to me. If you know that I have an issue with this and I probably have talked to you about it, help me out. You see what I'm saying? Whether it is a football player, whether I work at a school, whether I'm a painter, whether I'm whatever, if I have an issue and you see this issue and this issue is affecting me and it's going to affect other players, stand by me. I'm just saying that this is a problem. We need to recognize the problem. If you stand, you know, maybe we can make a difference. And because we are on a national level, maybe nationally we can stand and do something together. I'm not hurting your pockets if I'm just doing my freedom of speech. Matter of fact, I'm strengthening you because now you're saying, okay, I will give you that. But see, they're so busy that they're going to lose control over things. And if they let this slide, then what else do those niggas want? You see what I'm saying? So it's still, to me, a white man's thought of, if we give them this, what else they going to want at the next movement? Are they going to want this? Mm-hmm. Are they going to want that? So it's really the heart of the coaches association and how they still don't want to give up control and how they still don't want to acknowledge that things are going on, things are changing, and if we give a notch, are they going to take a mile? Because usually when we take that mile, usually when black folks take a mile, it takes off. And they don't know what to do once we take off. So they is trying to, you know, keep us at the starting line, but I'm telling you, if it's for right and it needs to take off, it'll take off in a whole different way, and whatever they're trying to do, it still won't make a difference because our voice is strong.
Right.
It really is.
But I do have to say one thing, because off of what you said, I have to jump on that side of the NFL. Unfortunately, it is what it is, but you came across the part when you said a job. If you're at your job, well, then honestly, you kind of got to take that somewhere else. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you work at, a restaurant, a fast food place, and your political views on Muslims may not be the brightest, you are not allowed to stand at that cashier booth or whatever, and keep telling people where to come in there, da-da-da, this about Muslims. Blah, blah, blah. How can you stand that? Blah, blah, blah. Your political views are not allowed at the workplace. You have to save that for somewhere else. If you're going to do that, they're probably going to let you go and you probably should quit because it's not allowed there. Job is a job. You come to do a job. Do your job. If your job is not a political views, do not use your political views at your job. So that's the only part that I would have to say. I can side with them. Seeing where they're coming from on the standpoint of it is a job. But outside of that, I mean, but, you know, hey, you would think, like you said, you would think the job site would have some compassion, but, you know, at the same time, it's a job that's not allowed here. It really isn't.
But also there's a level of professionalism. But however, if you have a union, which they do, you have a right in your union, especially if I'm paying my dues, for you to be able, for me, as I'm paying my union dues, it's almost like with the teachers and the nurses when they go on strike, saying, hey, I've bought into you. Buy into us. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There's an NFL union. Buy into me while we buy into you. And that's an issue that they have to buy into or they gonna get bought out. Seriously.
Right.
But okay.
Right. Okay.
That can go on and on.
Yeah, I was like, I said, hey, that's okay. A whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Right. We done took over. All right. So, T.I., and you know T.I. always have something to say when his homeboys or homegirls, you know, have something going on in the rap world. So, T.I. gives his take on Kendrick Lamar fan rapping the N-word on stage. So, like I read yesterday, you know, Kendrick Lamar brought a fan in Alabama on stage, and he was performing his song M-A-A-D, Mad City. And the white lady said the N-bomb as she was rapping it. And so T.I. says his opinion is well regarded within the hip-hop community, and for instance, his bond to another fan as an ATL legend. He posed that, honestly, a tough spot for both parties. I feel the same way every show when he does his song 24 in front of thousands of white fans. I know it's not malicious and they mean no disrespect or harm, but it still stings a little bit. And then I got to accept my responsibility for using a private term for public consumption. I feel both sides, but he stands with Kendrick Lamar.
And what was Kendrick Lamar's view on it? He didn't like it. What was it?
He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Okay.
He shut her down. Right. He was like, I need you to reach, do it over, try not to put the N-word in there. The lady couldn't do it because that's not how she, you know, listened to the song when she listened to him. You know, most, she knows it that way. She don't know how to flow with it and be like, yeah. You know, and that's almost like you telling somebody to lip sync a song and they be like, and in. Nah, I'm going to lip sync and be like, yo, nigga, what? I'm not going to lip sync and not put the word there. I ain't no professional like that. I'm just riding with the beat, riding with the song, riding with the rap, and you expect me to stop and say in and then get back on the beat? I ain't no rapper.
I'm not no professional.
I'm not no professional.
That's why I think the first mistake was made. And see, that's why I think the first mistake was made. He should have never asked that woman, that particular woman, to do that verse. He had to think about that. It is what it is. But he had to think about that. Never should have asked her specifically to do that verse. Unless it was just caught in the moment, hey, you want to do it, that, and wasn't thinking, oh, maybe not this verse. You know? That was well said.
That's
by
wrong.
Tiago. That's well said. And I think, I think, you know, a lot of artists should listen to that or read that response. Because like you said, it's a term that should have been used privately that he put out on a major scale, and it's sensitive. I mean, damn. What can you do?
Absolutely.
I guess make her stop and try to censor it. You can't get your ass off the stage. Kapunk. Sam, man, you gotta go.
That's like me going to a country place. And, you know, they got Hunky and Cracker all through it. And I'm like, yeah, this Hunky Cracker, you know. And I'm singing that, and they look at me like, can she not bleep the Hunky Cracker part out? Is she, that's what she calling me? So, literally, we really have to get past words. I mean, if you used it, why can't I use it? Used it in your song, and you know I'm going to copy this song. You know I'm going to learn lyric for lyric, word for word, because you my dude. Why ain't I'm not going to say the song or the word? Come on now. That's crazy.
Right. And I know it sounds bad, but you ain't gonna find no country song called no Honky Cracker. I'm just saying. We got a caller that pressed one. They probably want to comment on what we're talking about right now, so we're gonna open up the line before we continue with our who's bumping, who's getting fat, and see if they want to comment right quick. 612-232, who we got on the line? Hello, did you want to comment on what we're talking about right now?
I sure would, as a white, underprivileged white woman. Women aren't quite as privileged as men, but what you're talking about, you know, when you when you talk about that the movement with the football, getting down on one knee, I really think that should continue, because change only happens if everybody pulls together. And this is a huge company when you look at football. It's an establishment that could make a difference, and everyone should pull together. How are we going to change racism if everybody keeps saying that you can and can't do stuff, that you can and can't say things, that you can and can't, you know, you have to monitor everything? No, that wasn't what America was built on. It's my point that I wanted to put out there. I think you guys are on topic. I think that you guys hit both sides of that, but I really still think that the only way that racism is going to change is if someone big like a football corporation steps in and says, you know, let's recognize it, allow it, don't penalize. And if somebody wants to do it or change the laws so that there is something that says, hey, for respect reasons, this is the way everyone's going to be, but at the beginning or at the end, we're going to, everyone take a knee to, you know, vote for change on racism.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be all or nothing?
Right, right. I think you're 100 on that, because I think to really combat something like that is so deeply rooted, and let's keep it 100, it's so deeply rooted in the American lifestyle. It's going to take, like you said, major companies like football, baseball, basketball, because mm-hmm. it really crosses over everything. So if they can really rally behind it and say, look, this has got to stop, it's really going to have an indent compared to, let's just keep it 100, the grassroots rallies and things like that. So I totally believe you on that. Yeah, say like if they got behind it, it would be way more.
And I think everyone
effective.
Should be doing more. I think people should be really doing more. I think like with the Black community, the white community, there are a lot of people who have tried to ignore racism and kind of look past somebody who's racist. And it's really hard in either side, in either venue. And everyone should pull together and just say, hey, you know, we vote for a lot of things in America. Let's ask everyone. You know, they do all those polls for who should win, you know, wide receiver and play in the National Football League or something like that. Why don't they just start asking people what they want in general, too? Do you want to stand for the national anthem? And then let's just change it. Who says we have to follow those rules? Rules are guidelines. They're to be broken. They're to be bent. They're to be molded to fit something that represents us, not us as one community of Black people, one community of white people, Asian, and all this other stuff. No, we're one community, period. Build unity and just ask people, what do they want? Why doesn't anyone ask?
Right. I think that is wonderful, and I think, you know, it starts with a change. You know, like you said, change of times, change of the status quo of how things used to be. I think, you know, I love when you said that they needed to ask questions. Why do we stand? Why can I kneel? And just be okay, whatever the outcome is not going to change or dictate the game. It's just going to say, hey, I support everybody. I support what's happening to you. I support what's happening to you. And I stand by all race that's in my organization, that your views and your opinions are being heard.
Yep. And me as an artist, I love color. I don't want to just ignore it. I want to embrace it. Everybody has their own soul. Underneath, we're all just blood and bones. Who cares about the skin color? And if you let that dictate the beginning of a football game, you already said you care. And that's racism. So we aren't abolishing,
right.
We aren't changing, but we should.
Right.
So
hey, so
that
I got
was
a
my
question.
Case.
I got a question. So if both teams have players that kneel down, is that inflicting penalties? Well, you got to scrub them out. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all watch football. If you both have penalties that are equal on both sides, they throw it out, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Would that count?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, they would have to.
You know,
because you have to go off what they're supposed to do. But you know what? There's always going to be that one that is not going to do that. And so, because once again, it's a freedom of choice. I do not believe in what they're saying. And that's okay, that's your choice. But as a team, when we're talking about team, take one for the team. They're not made not take one for the team all the time, but show your solidarity one time.
Right. And why should we allow anybody to be penalized I mean, if that team is a company, aren't we the people who are the, you know, clients? Shouldn't we dictate what a company represents?
Yes, but I keep it 100. I just my feelings. Just my feelings. I don't think it would work. People like their sports too damn much. They're going to sneak and watch the game. They're going to buy a jersey under the table. People love sports too much. That ain't going to work. A boycott, come on, we not going to the game. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Sure, you're not going. Let
you
see that the up close seats is on sale. Huh.
I ain't even going to front. If my Steelers are playing, man, I got to watch them. I ain't even going to lie. That's because I love the game. I love sports. I love watching them. But I understand that something needs to be done. But what is the key that's going to make a difference from generation to generation from now and then? It can't be no temporary fix. It has to be a one that's saying, this is going to make a difference regardless if you watch it or if you not.
Well, and wouldn't it make a difference if we stood up and used the kneelers in the game and said, because of all of you kneeling, we are going to look this over. We are going to reconsider. We want to show respect. Maybe there's something else that could be done along with,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, for those who would like to take a kneel before the anthem, now is your opportunity. Or afterwards, at the very end, everyone could kneel at that end. And it could become a representing change. Change is what needs to happen. And it can't change very easily, so it's always going to be painful. And no matter what, people don't like change. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Football players want to do things over and over and over again. That's why they keep getting hit in the head. That's why people enjoy watching it. And they don't want change in this thing. That's it. But we need change as a community. So I hope that people, maybe someone listening, will pull together a group and represent and, you know, go out there and try to aim for change and start demanding that we as clients want to watch a football game that also represents a lot of our feelings. There's a blend of every color on the field, but they put on a suit and they all look one color. So shouldn't we all bind like that as well? And it just makes sense, but mm-hmm. nobody's out mm-hmm. there doing it. So somebody yeah. out there, please, I'll be the first person on your list.
Nice.
Take over
right.
Tuesday. Take over this crap.
Okay, right.
Just in case. I don't know if you have this
you heard,
rule about that.
You heard it here first, people, on monstrousradio.com. Take over Tuesday.
Well, you guys, I'm going to listen to the rest of your show.
All right, thank you for your wisdom. Great, 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 great comment.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, see, it's always great when people participate. It's just a whole nother show. I'm just saying it's a whole nother show. So, all right, what
wow,
else we got tonight? Because we are getting running down on time. What else we got?
You know, we had some R. Kelly, but, you know, we can talk about your topic and talk about my topic. Go ahead. What's your topic? We done with who, Bubba, who's getting fat.
No, we still got to get to the entertainment news. Come on. We'll do one
okay.
more and then we can go into your topic.
All right. So, R. Kelly, two attorneys quit. And the judge tosses his case out. He was trying to, after two banded attorneys, R. Kelly has lost his lawsuit against the Macon Coliseum in Georgia, alleging the venue failed to pay him $100,000 for his concert there. The lawsuit was seeking $100,000. The unpaid balance, he said, was owed for his performance as well as damages. when Kelly failed to appear at May 15th hearing in Chicago in the breach of a contract case. The district attorney threw the lawsuit out, and the dismissal of the suit also comes after Heather Blaze and Travis Light, the attorneys representing Kelly, stepped down from the case. Dang.
Ouch. Did you say guilty? I mean, we're not going to say it, but that's what it looked like. Either that or, you know, he ain't going to have no money left.
I'm out of here. He can't pay me. He's done. He's done with it. Man, that's just, woo. Okay. That's a lot. With two people, two attorneys drop you like hotcakes. That's speaking. You know, R. Kelly.
Message, pick it up.
The message is coming loud and clear. Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
So, all right, so that's all we got on Carol.
Yes. Besides another woman, you know, charging to sue them, you know, because they angry.
Right.
They're angry with him.
Yeah.
He's got angry women around.
He's going to be getting sued all year long, literally. Watch. It's going to be December. He's coming out. New lawsuit. Kills. So go ahead. Let's get into your topic. I want to hear what your comments was. Let's go ahead and jump into what your comment is. I think it's pretty trendy. Let's just go ahead and jump into it. So go ahead and tell the people, what are we on right now?
Okay, once again, I asked, it says, and this was from some guy, he asked, he said, this was his comment, only boys believe in 50-50, you are not a provider nor a real man if you're splitting the bills with your woman, no debate. Well, I beg to differ, I wanted a debate. So, because that's just me. One guy says, men should provide 100%. The woman should support her man 100%. It's two people complementing each other without competing. Another one says, absolutely not. And it brings you to the mind, that old way of thinking. If we're going to go back to them days and think like that, the woman has to think like that, as also she has to go by a model of a man going to be a man and let him do whatever he wants to do, like they did back in these days. Plus, women are equal. If you're my equal, you have to pay half equally. Another one says, when a single man could take care of an entire house, kids, wife, and bills, then sure, improvise, but the way today's set up, I can take you seriously. So basically what you're agreeing to is that if you are not making $60K a year, then you shouldn't have a woman.
All right, man.
Someone else disagrees.
Okay.
Wait, in my house, we have specific roles within the household, but we handle everything financially equally. Back then, households weren't cleaning house, cooking meals, taking care of the babies, etc. I bust subs, do laundry, cook, run kids to sports. I do specific, handle cars, maintenance, and household repairs. She handles doctors, dental appointments, conference vacations, etc. Yes, both needs to pull each other's weight to make a successful house. All right. The next one. He said, I need the power. What? You need the power? I was like, okay, what power you need? And the power was to leave my home, the respect for my family, to make hard decisions, that would trust wifey, knowing that I will spend my last on her. Comfort, protect, and provide, that's my job. Leading my family to the good of this life is my power, and I work to keep it. Okay. I got two more. A real man, right? A real man does what's best for him and his people. and that changes for every person on an individual basis. Stop blanketing people and wondering why nothing changes. It's good to have standards. It's poison to let those ideals dictate your situation when it simply doesn't apply. A man makes his own decisions and is unbothered by the opinion of those who have no say in success or failures of one's relationship. And then my last one, paying 100% of paying, right? These were good, right? Paying 100% of bills doesn't earn you power and respect. So if you are in a situation where the man loses his income, he loses his respect and power, that's bluff. I take care of the bills. My income allows it. I'm head of the household. The head of the household makes tough decisions while listening to what's best for the family. If my situation was 50-50, 7 or 30 or whatever it would be, I will be able to take care of my family. Being logical is key. A lot of folks miss parts while fighting for control. You have to complement each other. Broken families and homes don't know how to go. Broken families and homes don't know how to complement each other. That's too deep right now. They don't know how to morally learn lessons to change. And there you have it.
Okay. A lot of different ways, a lot of different views on that one.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So what drew you to it, and I mean, tell us, I mean, how it was. Well, I guess I'll tell you mine, because, you know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I'm biting off of your idea. But I have to say, okay, if I have to go first, I have to say that, you know, he said there's no debate in it, so there's nothing I can say. If somebody makes a post and says no debate, then that means we're not supposed to talk about it, right? We're not supposed to comment, not supposed to respond. It's just what it is. But if we're going to do that, I have to say I disagree. Honestly, I do. I honestly do. To me, that sounds like a person who wants total dominance over the situation, over the relationship, over everything. Now, I'm not saying that that is this person that posted this, but I'm just saying is what I hear. You dig? And definitely, if you're listening on your computer right now, we got 90 seconds to go before we start to go into our archives. So if you want to listen to the whole show, you have to call in now, 424-243-9649, or you'll have to listen after the show goes off to our 24-hour stream, 365 at Monsters Radio, right here on Blog Talk. Remember, you have to call in right now, 424-243-9649. That sounds like a power positioning person. I'm not saying that person is this person, but it sounds like a power positioning person. That usually is like they used to say back, the one person said back in the old days, that's how men used to like really cheat on their wives, and the wives had used to have to just put up with it, just have to deal with it. Why? Because she had no income. She had no ways to fend for herself. She had to totally depend on him. So what he says went. You dig? I'm totally into, you know, me, I'm going to take care of my own by myself. So that's just what it is. If I bring you in, you just have the comfort of coming in, da da da. I prefer you bring something to it, because as a couple, I think we should stack together. It doesn't the bills, you pay for this, you pay for this, you pay for that. No, if work together like that, it should go to a lump, a stack. It is, and this is what we fend from. That's our stack. Okay, we're going to go out of the country. We're taking it out of our stack. We're going to go get groceries. They come out of our stack. This bill got to be paid. It comes out of the stack. Whatever you put in is what you put in. I believe, and you should let your woman, if she wants, to have a job, all that type of thing. There's a lot of things that come with that. Sitting at home all day, just boring as hell. Ain't nobody trying to clean up and just do this and cook all goddamn day. Just like you be happy when you come home from work and you don't kick it with the homeboys and shit and all that other stuff. Ain't nobody trying to do that. Give her own woman empowerment. So she can buy her own set of jewelry, buy her own purse, buy her own this, that. You dig? it'll make the relationship more better. But if you say, oh, he should be the provider, if you're not going half, I mean, if she wants to go half, let her go half. If she can't go half, that's a decision you got to make. But as far as saying you're not a man, you're not a provider, you're not this and that, if you're not paying for 100% of something, I disagree with that. I totally do. Or it's going to be like you said, the one person, if you ain't making $50,000, you are not warranted to put on your taxes that you want to be in a relationship. It is. I'm just saying, you need some bread to be in a relationship. You have to ask on your taxes, do I make enough to be in a relationship? But that's just my opinion. I do disagree with that. It might be cool. If that's what you're into, you know what I mean? If that works for you, that works for you. Does that work for me? It can, but it's not where I don't feel like I'm not a provider if I'm not saying you got to come up with half. Especially if I got to hold it down and I'm going to have trouble paying for shit, trying to make it work for both of us. throw something in the stack, that's all. Throw something in the pile, that's all. I mean, it ain't got to be half, but throw something in there. you dig? So, yeah, that's just my opinion on it. I could be wrong, but, you know, don't judge me. Pray for me. But how you feel about it? I mean, what was it that drew you to the post period, and what was your comment, and what did they respond back?
The interesting thing, what drew me to this was when he said, and crazy, when he called them boys. And he said, boys, only boys believe in 50-50. And to me, that right there was like, so, boom, this ain't got nothing to do with a man's conversation then. Because a man knows that it takes more than 50-50. A man knows that it takes a lot more than being a provider, you know what I'm saying? Being more than this.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that just limited this whole conversation that was going on. Only a boy would say, hey, we 50-50. That in a relationship, to me, it can be 50-50, but somebody's going to have to make that final decision, because there's not going to be that time where y'all sitting at 50-50, so how was something going to get done? How is it going to be settled? And the roles of a relationship or the roles of a household, a man has to take that position, and that woman has to step back and allow that man to do that. Logically, if she's better in finances, that man will know, hey, I'm going to let my wife take care of this, because logically, she's better in finances than I am. So you go on to the roles that as a man and a woman, not a boy or a girl, go into a relationship understanding, what's your role? Do you understand this? Do you understand that? I got this to bring to the table. I got this to bring to the table. You got to understand what you have. But if you're thinking like a boy and saying 50-50, you might as well not come to my table, because 50-50 is never going to work. Because somebody's going to have to put in 70 one time. Somebody's going to have to put in 80 one time. And then maybe a time we make it put in 50-50. But to say and stay at 50-50, you're going to fail. Because somebody's always going to feel like, you know, you saying we 50-50, but you controlling it. Nah, it don't work like that. So you got to understand what it is. And to me, I wanted to understand where people's mindsets was, to understand what it is. And there's no debate. He's right. There's no debate, because only a boy believes in their 50-50, not a man. To me, this wasn't a man's conversation, period. I just wanted to hear their responses to this and see where men were and how they were thinking when they would post and say, oh, this is what I believe, or this is what I think. And most of everyone said exactly what a man would say, not a boy. So there you have it.
Boop. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I'm really feeling how you said, like, that wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a debate, because it wasn't even a real man topic. Because like you said, there's so much more that goes into a relationship that makes it work than just saying, paying for anything. You got to not only be bringing home that bag, as you might say, a provider, but you got to be a therapist. You got to be so many other things to make a relationship work, to just try to say that, bam. But I guess, you know, he didn't really say a relationship works off of that. He just said the difference between a man and a boy. But yeah. Ooh, yeah, I love that. Great one tonight. Monster salutes. Great one tonight. So now I'm glad that we went overtime, because compared to yours, mine was bullshit. Maybe we just get to it another night, because we don't want to talk about tonight. Mine was just talking about people be getting mad because people be sharing other people's posts. I mean, people really be getting hot about it. But we're going to save that one for Comic Cafe or something like that. So, all right, what we got on here tomorrow night?
We got Wet Wet Wednesday tomorrow night. Ooh, are y'all ready for Wet Wet Wednesday? Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite nights.
I hate to say it as in like to throw shade or anything like that, because of the rest of the night. My favorite night is tonight. I mean, we're not like how we used to be, but my favorite night was always Takeover Tuesday. Because there ain't no telling who's going to call in and take over, what they're going to talk about, whatever, whatever. But Wet Wet Wednesday has always been our number one show. Always. Always. I always was like, oh, the sex talk is going to scare people away. No. The freaks come out at night.
No. At night. But now, the one that soothes and calms me, and I love putting people on my couch, is Thursday night, Karma Cafe. I love it because I love giving that extra advice that maybe you didn't think of, and you'd be like, did she just, yes, we did. So, I mean, I like all the topics, but there's like some, and then Friday night, you know, I get you in that mood, but there's some that, you know, pushes me a little bit to be more edgy on some of them. So, yeah. I like that. But tomorrow,
Right. Matter of fact, speaking of Friday Night Live, we got, I believe we got an interview with a guy who's doing a fashion event down there in Georgia. So we're going to have him on the line. I'll have some more information about that coming up too. So we can also make sure you check the Monstars page. We'll have information about that as well. So we are at the end of the show. So thanks for participating, everybody, in another episode. We made it through it monstrously. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm getting old. So you got any last words before I run out of breath, before we get up out of here?
I just want to give a shout out to DJ E Monster. This is about the time last year where I'm going like on a year now that he brought me into the Radio Faux, Monsters Radio Faux. And I just want to thank you because I've been learning ever since then and I've been having fun ever since then. So thank you, DJ E Monster, and the rest of the Monsters for bringing me into you guys' world. I'm loving it. Thank you.
That's what's up, you know, it is what it is. You know, I try to help people around me, the good people around me, you know what I mean? It's all about empowering each other, and that's what I believe in strongly. That's why I try to promote independent artists that I'm not connected to. That's why I do the things that I do, because sometimes we all just need that person, somebody behind the scenes or that person next to you to give you that push of empowerment. So, you know, I'm glad you're liking it, and I'm glad it's working out for you. It is, because some people don't make it. I'm just going to keep it 100. Some people, they don't make it. They don't make it. So, all right, y'all, that's the show for tonight. Like we said, that's Takeover Tuesday. I always say the same thing on my way up out of here. You know, it's a Tuesday night. Somewhere in Minnesota is juking. It's going to be lit somewhere tonight. That's just how we do it every night of the week. I'm dead serious. There's an open mic or there's something going on somewhere every night of the week in the Twin Cities. So if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow, Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I'm DJ E Monster.
She's Miss Unbelievable. And we're out of here. You live.
Good night. Good.